Word works. Everything else might fail, but the word will not fail. Glory to God. And we believe it here. We believe it 100%. Yes. Glory to God. You never hear me get political? There's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world. Travis had a really, really, really good message Wednesday night after we caught word of what happened with Charlie. You know, now it is, you know, I had a guy ask me Friday, asked me Friday. He said, man, I don't know why this hurts so much. It's like, man, have you ever stubbed your toe? Your whole body moves because something got hurt. And that's what's happening here. He was part of the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Whenever one of us hurts, we all feel it. We all go through it. We all hurt whenever something like that happens. So, yeah, hurting is, it does hurt. But we continue to, you know, do what we do. But like I said, I don't get political around here. What I do believe in, though, is that the word is true. And the word says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, evil, wickedness, and heavenly places. And so, you know, it's not people. It's definitely not people. There is evil in this world. There is an enemy, right? There is an enemy. And he's defeated, amen? And one of the ways that we kind of show him he's defeated that I like to do is I like to ask y'all what kind of tea do football players drink. You don't know? Penalty. That was rough, wasn't it? It was rough. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Uh-oh. Here we go. Did you hear about the fumbled exorcism? The guy retained possession.
Better, much better, much better.
Thank you. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Can we do that? Yes, please. Thank you, Michelle. By the way, y'all, Michelle, she's back from Bunky. I think she went down there Friday this week. Welcome back, Michelle. We've been gone for a little bit. I left last week. I was backslid last week, wasn't I? Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah. I was in Bunky. I went down there, stopped off in Bunky, and got some boudin. Yeah, we went to a ball game last week. Anybody ever been to a NCAA football game before? NFL football game? Ever done anything like that? You see a whole lot of people get excited about nothing. Just getting pumped up about nothing. We come up in church, we want to sit here and be quiet, but man, you go up in there, you can figure out how church ought to be. I mean, I wish we did do the dun 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 dun, dun woo dun dun dun, dun. Just, you know, like if I could figure out how to get a first down like every few minutes in the messages, this would be a whole lot more fun. You know, dun dun dun, dun, you know, yeah. Jesus, there you go. But I tell you, you know, you watch something like that, you start seeing that, you know, what heaven kind of might ought to possibly look like some. There were over 100,000 people in that place. It was packed. It was. And hot, my Lord, heaven ain't going to be hot, though. But it was 100,000 people in there, and they were all happy. Well, most of them. Most of them were happy. It was a lot of fun. We had fun. I think church ought to be a little bit more like that. Amen. So we try to have fun up in here and have a blast, right? But it's good to be back. Miss Ginger did a great message. She laid down all kinds of truth, laid down all kind of pillars. I like laying pillars. Pillars are cool. So we did that. And y'all know where I'm going this morning, right? Yeah. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's get up in there. We're going to probably see something new today. Can you believe with me that we'll see something new today? Yeah, believe with me. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. Everybody said, that's me. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know. Number one, what is the hope of his calling? Secondly, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And lastly, and thirdly, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? Do I have any believers in here? You've got great potential power that's been made available toward you, just waiting to be released upon this earth. Power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him in his right hand in heavenly places. Where's those places at, Lord? They're far above all principality and power and might, dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Where's the church at? We got any church folk here today? Yeah, which is his what? His body. You are his body. We are the body of Christ, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Go to chapter 2, verse 4, but God. You know, I'm going to do a message at some point called God's Big Butt. It's coming. Just got to figure out how to get her done. But if you read the word at all, you find out that it says some things and all of a sudden it'll go into a, but God did this, but God, but God. Have you ever had that in your life whenever just all of a sudden God just shows up anywhere? Just but God started doing this, but God said that, but God moved in this way, huh? Anyway, we'll get there eventually. Verse 4, but God, who is what? Rich in what? Mercy. He ain't mad at you. He ain't mad at me. He ain't mad at y'all. He ain't mad at them. He is rich 100% in mercy. In fact, let's pause right here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Y'all ever been to that scripture before? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Can anybody quote it? No, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. That's why y'all couldn't quote it. Is it 1 Corinthians? No, it's 2 Corinthians. Yeah, it's 2 Corinthians. I'm just looking at the wrong chapter, I guess. Chapter 5, verse 17, right? Yeah, I know some stuff. Therefore, verse 17, therefore, if any man, any person, anybody at all is in Christ, they are, that person is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I got any new creations in here this morning? Anybody ever been made new in Christ? Next, verse 18. Now, all things are of God, who has done what? Reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us, everybody say to us is, y'all remember the us's from a few weeks ago? Gave us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling who? The world. Not just us. The entire world has been reconciled to him. Now, God ain't mad. He ain't upset. The church has taught this for years, that he is upset. He ain't mad. Whatever madness he had, whatever anger he had, whatever judgment needed to fall 2,000 years ago on a man named Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, he is the Christ, the risen one, the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. All of the judgment of God fell on him that day. He ain't mad at nobody. Quit trying to tell people that God is upset with them. It's not proper. God is not upset with anyone. He has reconciled himself not only to the us's that are here now. If you have children that are going to be born any day, month, or year from now, that child, when it breathes its first breath, is reconciled to God. Our job as a church is to tell them that they are already reconciled and accept the reconciliation who is called Jesus. We have been given a ministry that's way more important than any other ministry that's ever been established on this earth. You have been given the ministry of reconciliation. That is telling these people in this world, God ain't mad. He's not angry. He made a way, and that way is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of all of our faith. Amen. Amen. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one will make it to the Father but by Him. And then that means that everyone that goes through Him will make their way to the Father. God ain't mad. He ain't mad today. He ain't mad. He's having a good day. The Bible even says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Church been getting it wrong for a long time. It's time for us to start getting it right. Getting it right. That's why we are a come as you are church. That's why we believe the way we believe, because God will take you however you are. He has already accepted you whether you know it or not. He has already made a way for you whether you know it or not. He has opened up every door that He has whether you know it or not. And He will take you like you are, the way you are, all your mess, busted, disgusted. Get up in here. He loves you. He wants you. He can help you with all of that. That's why we are coming to our church. We try our very best to make this just like heaven. Come on in. Come on in. Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. For some reason, we're afraid to go up in there and get folks out. A gate is not an offensive weapon. It is defensive to keep folks in and to keep folks out. Those gates will not prevail against you. Those gates will not prevail against us. We just got a job to do. What's our job, Lord? What did you say? He said He has given us what? The ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, and has committed to us that word of reconciliation. Now, because of that word of reconciliation, because we have that ministry, now we become ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That is what we are called for. That is what we are called to. That is our purpose. That's why the church is here. That's why this is here. We are called to the ministry of reconciliation. The church is a body. It is not a building. We meet in a building. This is a sanctuary. But we are here to show the reconciled Jesus Christ way, truth, and life to God Himself. He has reconciled it. He put it together. Amen? Y'all with me? Okay. Now then, we're ambassadors for Christ. You're here to know and to reveal God. We are here to know Him and to reveal Him. The world does not know Him. He has made a way for the world to know Him. That way was Jesus Christ. Without revealing Jesus Christ, they don't know, y'all. We too busy pointing out what they're doing wrong. We too busy trying to make an argument. There ain't no argument here. You come talk to me and be like, look, man, Jesus is the way. That's not an argument. That's just a truth. You want to be right? You want to be right with God? You want to be right in all your ways? You want to be right? You want to be right? Anybody who doesn't want to be right? Anybody in their right mind doesn't want to be wrong. Amen? So if we want to be right, how do we do that? We got to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. It's a real simple ministry that we have. It's not hard. Made us ambassadors, that is to know and to reveal God for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 21, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Where's my us's? He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become or be made the righteousness of God in Him. You are right with God today. Quit working for something you've already got through Jesus Christ. You can't do the work. You can't make it right. You can't do it on your own. You have to have Him. Stop. Accept what was made, the sacrifice that was made. Accept the blood. Accept the cross. Accept the stripes. Accept what He did on this earth. And He says Himself, He says that if you, you know, He said it's to your advantage that I go away. No, He didn't say it just like that. He said the works that you see Me do, you will do also, and greater works than these will you do because I go to My Father. There is a job for the church to do, and it's not just meeting on Sundays and Wednesdays and Sunday nights. Church has been given the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was, through Jesus Christ, reconciling Himself to the whole world. He's not mad today. Amen? That was free. The rest of this y'all got to pay for. But God, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. He made Him to be sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I hope that one sticks to you. Even when we were dead in trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace, we have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Then in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us in Christ. You are a big deal. You're a big deal. Don't ever let the enemy try to tell you that you're nothing and that you have no purpose and all the things that he tries on all of us. You know, all of us deal with that. That's why the Word continues to say what the Word says all the time. He quickened you, which means He made you alive. He raised you, which means you're no longer where you were with Jesus. And He sat you down with Jesus. You're a big deal. In the heavenlies, and in the heavenlies, if you were to take a look at a picture and a snapshot of heaven today. In fact, John the Revelator said that he saw 100 million angels around the throne and thousands upon thousands beyond that. Are y'all with me on that? If not, go read Revelations. Don't get freaked out. It's kind of weird in spots. Just skip over the freak out spots. Don't worry about that. You know, it's not for now. It's probably for later. 100 million angels and thousands upon thousands around the throne of God singing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Around the throne of God. So God has this throne. He set Jesus down. The Bible says at His right hand in those heavenly places. Those of us that are in Christ are seated with Him. If you could picture yourself in the Spirit, you would no longer have any kind of anxiety. You wouldn't have an identity problem at all. You wouldn't feel insecure in yourself any longer. Because as soon as we realize who we are, what we are, and what we have in Christ, and your heart begins to open up and lighten up to the wisdom and the revelation that we've been praying for in Ephesians chapter 1, as soon as your heart begins to open up to that, you start to see that in Christ, God has made everything right, including you. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might be made righteous. Which means to be right standing with God. And not only does it have to be us, it can be the whole stinking world. The whole world. The vilest person you can think of. And the kindest person you can think of. They've all been reconciled to God. We got a job to do. We got to tell them about Jesus. That's our job. Amen. Let's all stand. Hey. Today is your day if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's a real simple thing to do. There's a prayer that's prayed in Romans chapter 10 that tells us what we should do. That if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto salvation, and with the mouth confession is made unto righteousness. Or I think it's heart with righteousness and mouth is salvation. Excuse me. Today can be your day if you've never done that. Jesus is truly Lord. He is truly the way, the truth, and the life. And no one makes it to the Father except by Him. You could try every other avenue, every other religion out there. It's not going to make it. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about having an absolute 100% relationship with a real person named Jesus. So everybody close your eyes real quick. You don't have to bow your head. Just close your eyes. If that's you, if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, raise your hand. Lift your finger. Do something to let me know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're all believers in here. We all believe. So let's continue to pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your word is truth. Hallelujah. We will accept the charge that we've received to enter into the ministry of reconciliation, to do that which we have been called to do, Father. We will stand, and then whenever we've stood, we're going to stand therefore and continue to stand, Lord, because we're part of the church. We're your body. We got a job to do. That's what we're here to do, Father. So we accept it and we will walk in it. We ask now that you give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity this week. Lord, bring the right people to our paths. Put us out there. You said that the laborers were few, but the harvest was ready. We are laborers ready to go, Lord. We are here to expand. We are here to grow your kingdom, Lord, so that you receive the glory and the honor. We thank you, Lord, for these opportunities. We ask you now to make those opportunities. Angels, we say to go, make the way straight right now in Jesus' name. Begin to whisper in their ears to where they'll come and come to us. We'll share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have no problem with it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We, Father, we also thank you that this word, we know that if we just hear it, we're just hearers only, but we know that if we do it, we'll be blessed in our doing. So now we call ourselves doers. We call ourselves believers. We call ourselves ambassadors. We call ourselves ministers. Father, we call ourselves to do the things that you've asked us to do, and we make the commitment right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody that agreed with that said, amen. Y'all have a great day. God bless you.